We are learning Masechet Yoma Daf Ayin Dalad Omen Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the top. Tanu Rabbana, learn to the Braisa. What does it mean? How do you know you're not allowed to eat, drink, and the Chayav Karas if someone eats a drink on Yom Kippur? How do you know that's what it is? The Pasuk never says you're not allowed to eat. All the Pasuk says is Tanu Es Nafshe Seichem. That's what it says. Give yourself affliction. So now, what is that? How do you know it means not eating and drinking? And that will be a discussion of our Gemara. Tanu Rabbana, Tanu Es Nafshe Seichem. You should give your nefesh inui, afflict your nefesh. Yochel, maybe you should sit yeshev v'chama, sit in the sun, and make yourself very hot, and it's very painful. Or maybe you should sit in the freezing cold, go to Alaska, and have your kayim yom kippur. Kadei sheet star, in order to have tzar. Tam aloimar, it says in the posik, right afterwards, it says, tanu saf shechem v'chol malocha lo yisasu, so we make a hekesh. Ma malocha, sheva taisa, shuk malocha, what does it mean? Don't do malocha, don't do something. Afir nefesh is something that sheva taisa, don't do something, which means don't eat or drink. It doesn't mean if you have to go into the sun or go into the cold to make yourself a inui, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something that's a passive inui, not a inui that you're doing a maisa.
These same cow pills.
What?
Cow.
Yes, that's not. You're doing what? Well, doing a full Yom Kippur. That's fine. The mindset, the inner is not eating, and that you have. Maybe if you're sitting in the sun, it's very hot. Maybe you shouldn't get up because there it's Sheva Taisa. Here, passively, I'm having an inur. Or the opposite case, maybe Yosef Vetula, if you're sitting in the sun and you're freezing, Mikarla, you're cold, Lo Yineim Lekum Tov B'Shemsha, you'll say, don't get up, because you have to Mekayim the Inui. So, Tov B'Shemsha. So tomorrow, Dum Yob De Malacha. It's similar to Malacha, Ma Malacha Lechalakta, but there's no Chilik, it's always Shev Al Tais, it's always passive and don't do it. Af Inu Lo Yisachli, but Inu is supposed to be something, a type of Inui, that you're always, by not doing it, is the Inui. And by sitting in the sun and sitting in it's not always, by not doing something, is the Inui, because sometimes it's comfortable there. It's not always an Inui, so it has to be something that's uniform, that's always an Inui, not eating, and that's how we know it means eating and drinking. So that's the first braisa that teaches us that how you know Inui means, how you know this affliction means not eating and drinking, because it's a hekesh to malacha. Just like malacha is not doing something, the Inui is also not doing something, which is not eating and drinking. The Rambam has another braisa, even more interesting. Tanya Ida, learned another braisa. Tanu es nafshe seichem, should cause yourself affliction, yachol yeshev v'chama, v'tzina v'tzdam, maybe you sit in the sun, or the cold, and come freezing or boiling. Tam aloimar, v'chol malacha lo yisasu, a hekesh to malacha. Ma malacha is davar shechayav lo makom achar. Malacha is something that you chayiv, you find this iser in other places, for example, on Shabbos. So achila also is something that's found in other places that's also to eat, and that's the thing that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Just like malacha, that is chayav makom achar, if inu nefesh is chayav makom achar, also inu nefesh is something that you chayav in other places. Ve'izeh, pickle v'noiser. That's pickle v'noiser, something you're not allowed to eat in the weekday. So that's what the iser of inu is going on. Just like malacha is going on something that's also somewhere else, inu is going also on foods that are also somewhere else. So Dr. Gemara, maybe avad pickle v'noiser, shem v'karas, maybe al taka, the only thing I'm not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur is something that's also somewhere else, which is what? Pigal and oyser. V'loy obvious that tevel shein bekaris. But maybe tevel, there's no isati tevel, there's no special isati tevel on Yom Kippur. Now, if you can ask me, if the whole Yom Kippur is only got pigal and oyser, what do you need Yom Kippur for? It's also anyway to eat. So the Masar HaShas asks this question, and he says, to be chayiv for both, because the Masar HaShas says that every chayiv karis is chayiv malkus. So you be chayiv malkus twice. The Rosh Hashanah has a different pshat, but everyone talks about what exactly would be the case that Yechayiv, anyway, Chayiv Pekal Noyser was the Gei Yom Kippur, so it's Yechayiv twice. And how Yechayiv twice? I in the Mefarshim. So we'll say one pshat, Mesorah Shas is Yechayiv Malkus twice. But maybe Dafka Pekal Noyser, which is Kara somewhere else. How do you know, even if you eat Tevel, which is also all the places only Belav, but Lo Yavis Tevel Shein of a Karas, it's not no Karas there. Tam Aloymar, Ta'anu Venisim Sashechem. It says, another pasuk, Tanu v'nisim es nafshe seichem. And it's a question if it means, because it says five times inui in the Torah, if it's going on that or not. That's how the Tosfos Rosh and Tosfos Shonim talk about how exactly this drasha works. But it says the pasuk, Tanu v'nisim es seichem, riba. Avya tevel, so already Moshe tevel, okay, we said, pigal Moshe yichai for tevel yichai for Yom Kippur. But avya tevel shiva misa. It's not stam alav, it's alav that's a chi of misa de shemayim. Loyovis and Avela she inim misa. That's only alive and no misa shemayim. Tamloim tanu vanisim shoshechem riba. The marba from the loshon tanu vanisim is nafshoshechem. Obvious and Avela we will be marba and Avela she alive. At least it's alive. Loyovis achulin she inim alive. But may chulin which is not alive at all. It's not also anywhere else. Maybe you're allowed to eat that on Yom Kippur. Tamloim tanu vanisim is nafshoshechem. Again, this pasuk of Nisim Shezechem, which it says a bunch of times in the Torah, Riba, it's Marbet. There's no chiv to eat chulin, so maybe that's asa. But maybe chum, which is a mitzvah to eat, maybe they let it in Kippur. The Marbet from the lashon of Inui Venisim Esnaf Shezechem. Obviously, that chumah ain't about the siru. No, but chumah is a mitzvah to eat, but there's no iser to leave over. But obviously, kadoshim, but kachim shame about the siru, which you can't leave and leave over. Maybe that you should eat on Yom Kippur. Tamleim atanu v'lis shechem riba. Ve'im nafshaf leimer. And if you don't like these drashas, I'll tell you a different makar that it means not eating. Harei oim, it says in the pasuk ve'avatis anefesh ahi. That someone who eats it, who does not mekayim the inu Yom Kippur, it says ve'avatis anefesh u'mekarav ama. His nefesh be lost from Klai Yisrael, which is karis. So it's mashma, it's mida kenega mida. He did something that was supposed to make an inu on his nefesh, and he didn't do it, so he'll get killed. Inu shehu aveda hanefesh. He was supposed to have inui which caused aveda hanefesh. And ve'ezezeh, what's the type of inui that causes aveda hanefesh, that has shaykhis to your guf, that ruins your guf? Zeh achila v'shisiyah. So therefore, that's another drasha, that inui means inui of not eating. So technically we had three drashas altogether. We have a fourth drasha because it's Dumin Malachas Shev Al Taisa. Then we had a drasha, Dumin Malachas, also other places. And if Im Rav Shachleimah doesn't work out this one, we have a Vati Zanefesh. Whereas my Rav Shachleimah, what could be wrong with the last drasha? B'chi Tema, maybe if you have the word Inui, and we're saying it's Inui, it's also other places, I'll tell you what it means. B'arayis Komishto Yikra, maybe it means, when it says Inui, it means the Isser of Tashma Shamita. Just like we find the Lashon Inu in other places means a rice. It means a rice. So Rei Yoim, the pasuk says, "Avati es nefesh." Inu shishvavei es nefesh. He says, "Achila v'shia." We're talking about an inu nefesh that has to do like Rashi, the chalal haguf, something that goes inside your body, food. And we learn out from avati es nefesh that the inu is inu of not eating food, not eating food. So, Akaponim, that was already the third drasha we have, Akaponim, that tells us that the Isser Inui on Yom Kippur is Inui Achila Vishasiya. We're going to have another pshat. The Be'er B'Shmal Tanu. The Be'er B'Shmal says that, the Be'er B'Shmal says a different way how we know Inui means food. The Be'er B'Shmal Tanu, Nema Kan Inui. Here it says Inui, it says Venisim Snaf Shechem, Tanu Snaf Shechem, it says Lashon Inui. It says later on by the mon inui. Malahala inu ravoin afkan inu ravoin. It says by the mon, it says v'yanecha v'yari vecha. It says by the mon that lashon beginning in parashas Ekev. It says that there was an inui by the mon v'yanecha v'yari vecha, and he was starving. Pasuk pshat is because they never knew what the next meal is coming from. They got mon one day. The next day they had an inui. Why? They had no idea they were getting food next day. Imagine living day to day. Tomorrow they might be fasting. They have no idea. So the pasuk says, "Vayanicha v'yarivecha." That was the month. So you see, inui means not eating. So that's from that pasuk. So ma, it's a never can inu mehalin. No matter how long inu the rav, how can he raven? Wait, the marakasha v'neilef. You find lashon inui regarding tashma shamita v'neilef meim tana es benoisai. It says by the pasuk with Lavan and Yaakov Avinu that love they made a tanai im tana es benoisai. If you be meneya tashmish for my daughters, so you see a lashon inui from by tashmish. It doesn't mean food. So tomorrow, don inu the ravim and inu the ravim. We darshan the inu the ravim which is going on against Klai Yisrael from inu the ravim of mon which is going on against Klai Yisrael. They ain't done inu the ravim. You don't darshan the inu the ravim of Kippur from inu the yachid from inu of a yachid which is by Yaakov Avinu Alavim. Frey the Gemara vaneil from inu the Mitzrayim from the is the inu of a ravim by Mitzrayim. The Chassid says in the pasuk that Hashem saw that Tzara says v'yaris on Yenu. He saw their affliction in Mitzrayim, and the Baal HaGadol says, what does that mean? V'aminon zu prishus derech eretz. That is that the Mitzrayim stopped them from being with their wives by sending them out into the fields to work all night long. And Zu preaches Derech Eretz. You see, Lashon Inui is preaches Derech Eretz, which means preaches from Tashmish. So you see again, even by a rabbim, a Lashon Inui means that. Eladonu Inu b'Shemayim Inu b'Shemayim. We darshan Inu from Hashem, from Inu from Hashem. Like in Kippur, a lav from the Torah not to eat, and v'Yanach Revecha of the Sakaris not to eat, and v'Yanach Revecha is a mon b'Shemayim. And the darshan one from another one. I mean, ain't done Inu b'Shemayim Inu b'Yadam, which the Mitzriim did. You don't learn Inu of din of the Torah from Inu of the Mitzriim did, and therefore we know that Inu means lemaisa not eating, and that's how that was a fourth drush already. To tell us that on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat and drink, comes the word Tanuos Nafshe Seichem, and we darshan that Inu means Achila Vishziah. So, talk about Avaita, about the man. Now, we're going to go into a very long discussion about the man, almost a blot long. And it says in the Pasuk, Hamachilcha man Bamidbar, Ashelo Yodun Avesecha, Laman Anoisecha, Ulaman Asesecha, Latibcha Rachesecha, in order to afflict you and to test you and to give you good at the end. So what does it mean to afflict you? So it's a machloikis. Rav Amir Ravasi, Chad Oma Inu Doi Mishesh Pas Vesale Mishesh Eme Pas Vesale. There's no comparison to someone who has bread in his basket or doesn't have bread in his basket. Here, they had to finish the month every day and they had no bread left in the basket. Their refrigerator was completely empty, no tequila, no nothing in it. V'chad Omar Inu Doi Mishesh Royev Oichel Mishesh Eme Oichel. You know what affliction was? Mishesh Royev Oichel and Mishesh Eme Royev Oichel. That there's a difference when you see your food and you don't see your food. And the one all look the same, like that's all they saw, and it makes it harder to eat. It's an affliction. It's not the same. You see a geshmak a piece with nice color and everything. It had to be nice color. It was nice and white, the man, but lemaisa, they saw the same thing all day. That was shtikl of inu. Rav Yosef, mekan remez, Yosef we know was what they couldn't see. Rav Yosef, mekan remez, sumen sh'eichem ein sveim. Sumen eat, and they don't get full because they can't see the good. They can't see the good food. They can't see the good food. Therefore, it's only by day because you want to get full. You want to get full. So the Shmak Apshat, we say, Sabeinu mituvecha, we say in davening. We should get full from your good. What do you mean? Why, of course, Hashem's good is always filling. Teretz like this. Everything Hashem does is for good. But sometimes you don't see it. So we ask Hashem, can we see the good? If we see the good, we'll get full from it. Sabeinu mituvecha, let us see the good and therefore get full from it. Because you only get full from something you see. Omrav Zera, Maikra, what do you see in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Toiv Mare Enayi Mahalach Nefesh. Pasuk Shah in the Pasuk means like this, that a Rasha, he goes after what it looks good, even though his Nefesh is getting destroyed from this. But that's Pasuk Shah in the Pasuk. But Mars Darshan, Toiv Mare Enayi, it's good what you see. Sometimes it's better to look at an isha even in the maisa. It's even better than the maisa. Shnema toiv marinayim mahalech nefesh. The Gemara says weiter. Says in the pasuk, yitem bekoyz einai. He puts his eyes on the koyz. He's halach meisharim. He'll walk straight. What does that mean? Rav Amir Ravasi tupshatim. Chad omar kol noisin einai bekoyzai. Anyone who's busy drinking all day, he likes getting drunk. Like Rashi says. Then a raya is cool and Dermas love Kamisha. Everything looks like a plateau. All arayas look become mutter to him. He loses his senses if he drinks too much. Vechad Amar means kisoy. Kol nois and ain't of a kisoy. Anyone who puts his eyes on other people's money, call him cool and Dermas love Kamisha. The whole world becomes free for him. He thinks he could take everything he wants. If he gets too much of anything is no good, and you definitely shouldn't put your eyes in someone else's pocketbook, like upon him, but too much snaps no good either. The girsa is bekisoy, that's the girsa of the Achareim. Some girls of kaisoy, also that if he drinks, also then he'll land up stealing. Like upon him, the Gemara says, tupshatim in the mon, why it's anoyscha, either because it doesn't have pas pasal, he doesn't have his food for tomorrow, or pshat is because he doesn't see what he eats, and that makes you more full if you see what you eat.